we kind of got caught off guard there.
Well, we'll figure it out.
We'll get it all figured out here in a minute. David, you might want to tell them a little bit about Furnace Financial while I'm looking at the computer.
No problem. We are having new beginnings. New beginnings are in that we're going to be on the air a whole hour, Monday through Friday, in place of where the Joey Show used to be.
Yeah, because he's moved on up, man.
Yeah, he's moved on up, so we're moving on up. Or are we moving on back in time?
We're doing something.
You going to figure that one out, Rusty?
Oh, I'm not. I don't know. There's a lot of buttons over here.
Yeah.
And I don't know what all of them do, but we're gonna figure it out eventually.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Well, you know, Earnest Financial is trying to put together a shindig for the 26th of this month.
Yeah, and that would be for Halloween, I guess?
Halloween for children. We're going to have the... there's some more good music.
Isn't it, though?
We're going to have what you call the trunk or treat, and there you go.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have Bobby Moore in the Rhythm Aces. We're going to have some DJ music. We're going to have all kinds of things that are going to be going on the 26th. That's a Saturday from noon to 5. And for you football folks that are not going to the game, we're going to try to have some televisions out there with the main games being broadcast so you can watch those games.
Well, that's always going to be fun.
Yes.
Let's say Alabama's off this week.
No, there's going to be an Alabama game.
Oh, I think Alabama's off this week, aren't they?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Maybe not?
No. But, so anyway, the name of this show is New Beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we're going to call this show New Beginnings is because this is our new beginning of the Earnest Financial Health and Wealth Show, meaning that we're going to be on at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday. We're going to be on a full hour instead of 30 minutes, Monday through Friday. And, of course, on Saturdays and Sundays, we're going to still be on our regular times on Saturday, 8:30 a.m., and on Sundays at 1 p.m.
So, we're still here, but we're just doing the hour-long thing here on the weekdays.
That's right.
And you can call us
at 279-7431. Oh, wait a minute. No.
Yeah, if you want to talk to us right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can call in. Yes.
How about that?
Man, you know what? I forgot about that for a minute.
Hey, how about that?
What is that number?
It's 272-9228. If you have any financial questions, you can call David right now, 272-9228. And he can tell you something.
Now, let me put a little disclaimer in there. There are certain things about finances and financial stuff that we cannot talk about on the air. Mm-hmm. And so if you ask me one of those questions, I will have to tell you that I can't talk about it. But maybe you won't ask me one of those. Ask me something that I can talk about. If it's in general, just don't ask me about a specific product or a specific company, and we probably will be fine.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
And I just about got things all together.
You got it figured out over there, Rusty?
Just about.
Well, that's a new beginning for you, Rusty, because now you're running the board, literally.
I'm all over it.
I see that.
I think it's running me.
Is it running you?
I think it is.
I'm glad that ain't there.
Let's talk about retirement.
Yes.
You know, everybody looks forward to the retirement. It's coming up. It's like a train coming at you almost. It's coming so fast.
Yes, it's like a locomotive for those who are past 50. You know, the funny thing about time is that it really does speed up. You know, it's all relative, like the theory of relativity and all that good stuff.
Right.
But it's relative to what it feels like, looks like, and appears to you. And as you get older, you think, well, hey, I wished I had done something different. I wished I had, planned a little different, a little bit earlier, put a little bit more away for the rainy day. But guess what? There can be a new beginning for you. A new beginning, like there's a new beginning for us. We're on at 6 o'clock.
You know, Bob James had a new beginning.
I I think you told me about that the other day.
He did.
Let's talk about that. Was that his political slogan?
That was his campaign slogan. Time for a new beginning.
Time for a new beginning. Well, for Earnest Financial and the Health and Wealth Show, it's a new beginning because now we are on the air 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. live. Not every day, though. We're not going to be live every day. We do have to have time to do some work and do some honeydew time. You know what that is.
Oh yes, we're all kind of married to that, so to speak.
Yeah, honeydew is something that has to be done every now and then. But and then of course I've got clients that come in and I try to accommodate them at any time of the day, except past midnight. I don't think I can handle that one, but. Anyway, that's the thing about me. I am always ready, available to talk to someone if they need help. There's no charge. That's the other thing. You know, in this world, usually there is a charge or a catch or something, a different motive. You know, and I'm not doing this for free. I get paid a commission whenever I do a product, sell a product. But the thing about it is, I devote my time talking to a lot of people that have problems, and if I can help them solve those problems, and they may not be the investment problem. It may be some kind of other financial thing. You know, I'm willing to listen to anyone's problem or their questions so that I can try to help them solve the issue that's at hand. And that's the reason why you can call in right now if you have a question or a problem and you want to discuss it with me right now. Feel free to call us at, what's that number again?
The number here is 272-9228. That's 272-9228, the same number you use to talk to everybody here on the radio. You can get Joey with it, you can get Dan with it, you can get Greg with it. But we're here right now.
Now so you can get Rusty and David with it.
You can get us with it.
Yes. But if you just want to speak with my voice machine, they used to call those recorders, but now I think they're called voicemail.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, the way that you... So if you want to speak to my voicemail, you can call 279-7431, leave your name and your phone number and what you want to talk about or whatever, and I will call you back. And we can discuss whatever it is that is bothering you about your finances. That we'll probably have to keep it to the financial arena because that's what I'm an expert in. I'm a financial expert. But, if you want to talk to me about something else, I'll try my best to...
Well, that and Alabama football.
Well, no, we don't. Alabama as in the state of Alabama. I try my best not to alienate Auburn and Alabama fans by going too far with that because, this is a great state of Alabama with two great teams, and that's as far as I'm going to talk about it right here.
Okay.
Because, yes, I have my favorite team, but, I actually like both of the teams. I'm one of those, I don't know if I'm rare or if I'm weird or what, but I actually am not against... the secondary team,
You mean that the other team?
Yeah, the other team.
Up on the Plains. Well, I'll tell you what. Now, a lot of people are funny about that.
I know they are.
But when we're watching the Alabama game, it depends on who's on first, not what's on second. You know what I'm saying? we'll watch both games, and when Auburn's playing, we cheer for Auburn.
Absolutely.
And when Alabama's playing, we cheer for Alabama.
That's the way I do it.
But now when they get together now. You know, we do pick up sides.
Well, and there's all these different analogies, and I have my feelings about it. But some people that are even one fan or the other, the Alabama fan or Auburn fan, they'll say, sometimes I've heard them tell me, don't tell anybody, but if our team was having a bad season, I probably wouldn't have a broken heart if the other team that I normally am against would win because they're in the state of Alabama.
You know,
but now some people... They say, no, that's not the way they feel about it, So the same kind of feelings go on about investments and religion and politics and all these other things. In other words, we've got all these different diversities because we are human. And if we didn't have diversities or differences,
we wouldn't be diverse.
We wouldn't be diverse, and we would probably be pretty boring. And boring is not the spice of life at all.
You are right. Well, hey, you want to take a quick break and try to get ourselves together? I think I found something over here we can just kind of throw in here.
Throw it in there.
I'm going to throw it in here and see what happens.
Go right ahead.
Because you never know what might happen. Now, what is that? Is that your phone or mine?
Not mine.
It's not mine. Then again, maybe it is. I don't know. You can tell this is the first night.
Well, we did have that other week where we were.
Yeah, we did pretty good then. But, you know, things just happen that way.
Yeah.
And, we're going to get it all together.
I actually put my phone on. I just got a text message from someone said, "Oh, my God, I'm listening to the maiden voyage."
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, that was funny. Yes.
Here we are.
Yes, it is a maiden voyage. But believe it or not, we do know how to sail these waters. Sometimes when you're doing these sales a little bit different and the button's a little bit different, you know, but we do know how to talk.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is running this board when you're kind of a greenhorn on that right there. But, you know, by the time a couple of 3 days gets past, Rusty will be a pro at running this board as usual.
I've slept since we did this last, so maybe that's what it is.
You think that's it?
I don't know for sure, but maybe that's what
coming
it is.
Soon.
Here we
go. To a motion picture theater near you. In these uncertain times, you need a financial advisor who will fight for you.
My tiger kung fu is better than yours.
A man who is not afraid to face danger.
You'll have to try harder.
A man who knows the ins and outs of money matters.
Come on, then.
You need David Ernest. He is the Financial Fist of Fury. Trained by financial monks high in the mountains, David Ernest will fight for your 401k, your IRA. Any money that matters to you matters to David Ernest. Call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or visit his website at www.retirewithernest.com. There are many people who want to get their hands on your money. Don't let that happen. Call 334-279-7431 and talk to David Ernest. He is the Financial Fist of Fury. You've worked hard for your money.
You are most certainly improving.
And you deserve to keep every dime. But we all need some help sometime.
I guess I better show you. Watch me then.
David Ernest will help you keep your money.
I'll not show you again.
David Ernest is the Financial Fist of Fury. From the people who brought you Crouching Savings, Hidden Interest, it's David Ernest in The Financial Fist of Fury.
It's very interesting. You've done well. You've got the right technique.
Call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. You need David Ernest. He is The Financial Fist of Fury.
Come on, then.
And don't miss our second big feature, Abbott and Costello Meet Themselves.
That was one of my favorites right there.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I'm talking about Abbott and Costello.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking, you know, there is a lot to this financial stuff, you know, and you have to study a lot to know what to do and experience. You know, when someone's learning how to fight like that.
Yeah.
They have to go through an awful lot of physical and mental anguish, just like going to school.
Yeah.
You know, like when you try to get a college degree or high school diploma degree, whatever you're trying to do, it takes a lot of effort to get that.
Yeah.
And so, same way with finances.
Uh-huh.
It takes a lot of effort to learn what to do. So, you know, a coach, a teacher, someone who can help you get to where you need to go is what I like to be, like I like to think of myself as, and sort of like a public school teacher in a way, you know, I mean, for the public, you know, so help them out. Except I don't get paid by the state of Alabama.
There you go.
I'm more of in the private tuition era. Or actually, I don't even charge anybody for it. It all comes back off this thing called commissions. You know, if you go down to the bank and you say, I want to buy a like a CD or something, they don't sit there and say, well, that'll be $500 extra, you know, or something like that. Mm-hmm. They say, sure, we're going to invest the money. But don't you know they make money off of that when they do it?
Well, yeah.
Of course they do.
That's why they're there.
But when someone, and I'm not knocking the people who charge a fee in addition to the product, but anytime someone charges a fee in addition to the product tries to make money too. So if there's a fee plus the product, it's sort of almost like double dipping. And it depends on what kind of product it is, of course. Mm-hmm. But you know, we choose which era we want to go into, area we want to go into. The products that I utilize, we don't charge fees. The product might have a built-in fee, or it may, you know, all products have built-in fees, but sometimes you don't see them. But the point is, a lot of folks say, hey, what do you charge? And I say, nothing. Oh, no, that can't be right.
Yeah, they get that weird-looking face. Huh? What? Nothing. Huh?
You,
what?
I can't believe that one. I mean, the truth is, I don't charge anything for my services, except I get paid by the investment insurance companies whenever I do a product.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Basically, you're an agent for them.
That's correct.
And when you sell their product that to someone who's investing, that's where you get your commission, is from that company.
Correct.
See, it's and correct. So basically, it doesn't cost anything
from that aspect.
From
that aspect.
So that's how that works.
Yeah, from that aspect, yes, that's true. The thing is, I'm actually what we call a broker, meaning I can broker through all these different companies.
And I'm just broke.
You're just broke.
If you meet us, you'll know one of us is a broker, well, and the other one is just broke.
No, man, you do real good.
I'm so broke, it ain't a joke, I tell you what.
You do real well. Yeah, and, you know, you're very talented, Rusty. I mean, you've got all these things you can do with radio and now television.
He is
a television producer now. He's in television production and everything else. So don't let him kid you. He really knows his business and he's good at what he does.
And this weekend we're having a quilting seminar. So yeah, I'm into everything.
Well, you know, you can always learn something.
That's right. You're never too old to learn anything. 272-9228. We're right here live at Blue Water Broadcasting. If you'd like to give us a call, and if you have a question about your finances or your retirement, I think a lot of people are really more concerned now about their retirement, because a lot of the folks that we talk to are you know they're getting ready to move that way. Might not be just exactly ready for it, but they're looking and they're thinking, what can I do to get my ducks in a row?
That's right. Well, you know, last week and the week before, I did seminars on Social Security. I went to a school to learn about Social Security, and I don't know everything about it, but, you know, they crammed a lot in us. Essentially, there's over 20,000 ways to file for Social Security. And people say, what? You kidding me? Oh, my gosh, no, I'm not kidding you. And there's all kinds of rules. And the rules of Social Security are so much like tax rules. In other words, they don't ever simplify them. They just get more complicated. I mean, when the thing first came out in 1940, I think the person got their first check. Mm-hmm. It was like $25.
And it was a lady, I think.
Yeah, it was a lady. I'm trying to think of her name, but I can't think of it right off. But anyway,
I'll see if I can look it up right now.
Oh, yeah. It's like $25 and something. You know, from that point on, we talked about Social Security, essentially the life expectancy of a person who was going to draw life Social Security was only 1 or 2 years. In other words, you started at age 65, but by the time you were 67, you were probably dead. I mean, statistically.
Mm-hmm.
So the government didn't have all these problems about, you know, Social Security going broke or not being able to survive. Plus, when it was put together, it wasn't put together to be your solely dependent retirement plan. And so a lot of things have happened since then. And one of the things that came about was that these pension plans came out with these companies. In other words, people would work for a well-known company, you know, whatever that company might be, or they would work for the government or some big organization, and they'd say, well, you're going to get a pension, and it's guaranteed. And they would base it upon their life expectancy and how many years they worked there and how much their high salaries were the last 3 or 5 years they worked.
Right.
So now those things are going away.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is people are migrating more and more and closer to just saving for their own through 401ks, 403bs, and things like that.
Right.
So what's happened, though, is that Social Security is also being more heavily relied upon because why? Because the private pensions are going away. The government allowed corporate America to dissolve, and they continuously want to dissolve these pensions. Why? Because they don't want to be responsible for the actuarial problem of having to put money in those things based upon life expectancy getting more, you know, longer and longer and needing more and more money. So they put it back on the backs of us individual citizens by creating something called 401k and IRAs and all those things. And I read the other day that the guy who created the 401k itself regrets it.
Really?
He regrets it because he said that it hurt the pensions, the defined benefit pensions. In other words, defined benefits are what they define what you're going to get, and it's locked in rock.
Right.
Defined contribution is like, okay, they just define how much you can put in there, but wherever it goes is uncertain. So we've gone from certainty, in other words, for certain you're going to get a check, to uncertainty of what would happen to that check. But, as I've said in some of the radio shows earlier, we can turn uncertainty into certainty. Certainly.
That's amazing. Turning the uncertainty into certainty.
Absolutely. That's what people come to me and they say, look, in these trying times, with all of this political uprisings that are going on and all this crazy stuff, in other words, think about it, all this negative politics, and I'm talking about both parties.
Oh, yeah.
They're utilizing our time and our money to do what? Ruin our futures.
As we used to say, they just yang-yang at each other, just up and down the hall.
It's like two kids fighting over a toy or something. Like, no, it's mine. No, it's mine. No, I'm going to control this. It's all about control. And us innocent bystanders, this middle class, as I would define that, are sitting out there going, well, what about us? Think about us. We need our retirement. You need to be doing some things with politics right now to change some things. You need to be talking to Iran about not blowing us up or starting a war. You need to be talking about North Korea not doing the same thing. You need to be talking to Russia about not trying to steal our elections. You need to be talking to China about not trying to steal all our money through all these taxes and tariffs and things.
Uh-huh.
But yet all you want to do is sit around and yang, yang, yang about what you going to do to the other party. And that's just a bunch of bunk.
There you go. That bunk. That's one of them seven words, isn't it, that you can't say on the
program. I think we can get away with that one.
Hey, I looked it up. The first person who ever drew what they called at the time old age monthly benefit check under the new Social Security law was Ms. Ida M. Fuller. And it says here that she was from Vermont.
That figures.
She was born in 1874, and she passed away in 1975. So she was...
She drew it from 1940 to 1975.
She did. And from 1940 to 1975, every month, she got a check for $24.75. She only paid in for about a year and a half. I guess that's when the program started.
Right.
And she started paying in.
Yes.
And, you know, that does directly affect the amount that you draw.
Right.
But she put in enough to draw $24.75 a month.
Right.
And let's see.
I don't know how they chose her as being the first one, because I'm sure there were a lot of them behind her. Mm-hmm. Lots of them. But, and now there is an unbelievable amount. But, you know, we have all these different things. Mm-hmm. In the seminar, we talk about, you know, what's your PIA, your primary insurance amount? What is your FRA, you know, your age when you retire? In other words, what is your number? In other words, what's my number? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? What do you? I'm talking about, like, if you were born 1960 or earlier, I mean later, your number is 67.
Really?
That's when your full retirement age is, FRA.
Oh, okay.
Your full retirement age. Okay. If you were born below 1955, in other words, 1954 on down, then your FRA is 66. But if you were born in 1955 to 1960, then it's prorated from 66 to 67. Like, I was born in January 1955, so my FRA, my full retirement age, is 66 and 2 months, which will be occurring this coming January. So I'm on the verge of having an FRA when I'm 66. No, I said that wrong. A year past January, another year.
I was going to say, I thought you were...
I'm not that old.
Quite there yet.
I'm going into Medicare. I'm getting confused. But anyway, you're getting that's there. Another story.
Hey, we're going to take another just a minute here just to catch our breath here. Here's a little something that you might have seen on one of the TV shows. It's a great record offer. And I know you're big into music and everything. You probably want to collect this into your collection. So this.
Oh, yeah, I love those collections.
New from Bumco Records, it's Smokey Songs and Foggy Favorites, compiled by David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
You get great hits like Smoke It's In Your Eyes, Smoke on the Water, Smoke from a Distant Fire, Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette, Up in Smoke, the theme from Gunsmoke, On Top of Old Smokey, Smoking in the Boys' Room, and many more. If fog is more your thing, you get Foggy Day in London Town, the love theme from the movie The Fog, Foggy Mountain Breakdown, the best of fog. And that song Foghorn Leghorn is always singing. No Smoke and Fog collection would be complete without this album. And if you act now, we'll include Bumco's best assortment of smoked meats. You get smoked ham, smoked turkey, smoked salmon, smoked bacon, and a one-year supply of smoked Vienna sausage. Plus, the first 100 callers get a free poster of Cheech and Chong. Just call 1-800-SMOKE. That's 1-800-SMOKE. Don't miss out on your chance to own Smokey Songs and Foggy Favorites, compiled by David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
Call now. Operators are standing by. No, wait, they're not. They went out to smoke.
And I'm looking over here at the phone, and it's flashing.
Oh, is it flashing?
So somebody's on the phone. So
okay.
let's see what happens.
Go ahead to button.
All right, let's see. That's still not right. All right. Not right either. Yeah, buddy, we're batting 1,000. Hello, what? Who's this? Okay. Okay. I hung up on them. Okay,
well, maybe they'll try it back again.
Next, when they call back, you just fill some time there, and I'll fiddle with the phone and try to.
Okay, folks, this is the way it is when you're trying to do your retirement on your own. You got to fiddle around.
Yeah.
You might figure it out eventually, but you know. If we had some expert help in here with us right now, we would already had all this figured out. Now,
well, I'll tell you the truth. Okay. Greg comes out. Greg, you know, walks out. He says, "You guys on at 6? Yeah. Well, you better get in there. Well, I'm usually thinking there's going to be a couple of minutes ahead of time.
I know.
And so we just
you got hit hard.
Just kind of rushed in.
Well, he didn't know that we were going to be live. He thought it was going to be like it usually is, where, so he didn't know.
Now, there will be some times when these shows are pre-recorded.
Absolutely.
And I think this Friday is going to be one of those times. But we need to mention this. Tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
and I had something all produced up to do with it, but tomorrow night, right here on this very radio program, mayoral candidate David Woods will be making an appearance.
At what, 6:15 p.m.?
About 6:15. He's going to come in, and we're going to talk with him and find out everything that he's got planned for when he is elected.
I would like to ask him what his financial plan is.
Well, I'll bet you anything
he's got one.
I bet he does, too.
Because he's just, I used to work for his dad.
Yeah,
I worked for Mr. Charles Wood.
That's right.
Down in Dothan. Yes, sir.
Down in Dothan.
And he was something else. He was something to
see. That's what you told me.
If you made the mistake and got him to talking about airplanes and aviation, you might as well just call and get lunch brought in, because he's going to be talking for a while. That was something he truly loved. And, he was injured. And he was overseas for, I think, over a year. And they were trying to get him where they could bring him back.
Yeah.
And I think the trip back about killed him. But he survived, and he was from down in Dothan. And I believe he was in the construction business, and then had a whole career doing that, and then got into the broadcasting business with TV and radio.
Right.
And I think he had about retired about the time I got it. But he always had something going on. He always had some kind of something he was working on.
Yeah.
And he passed away several years ago. But Mr. Right. Woods, he was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what you say.
He
and
was.
And
David, now I've known David probably 25 years.
Yeah, he thinks a lot of you, Rusty.
Well, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. So we're going to ask him about his financial plans in future if he becomes the mayor of Montgomery. So, cities have financial plans, too, just like individuals have a retirement plan, financial plans. As the city ages, you would call it kind of like maturing into a retirement kind of plan, although we wouldn't call it retirement. We'd call it maturing into what it's maturing into, So as things change, like downtown, they had to, they tried to revamp it. And this is going on in lots of cities where they're revamping the downtown area, especially if they have a river, a riverfront.
Well, Wetumpka.
Yes.
Wetumpka's heavy into, and they're doing a lot of stuff in beautiful downtown, historic downtown Wetumpka. Got a couple new, there's one or two new restaurants open. There's another one opening, and they're redoing the Fane Theater. I don't know exactly what they're putting in there, but there's all
maybe something famous.
Maybe so. You never know. But, they're doing that all over. There's this Main Street America or something like that program that they applied to and got a grant. So
sounds like a Disney
thing. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Jerry Willis is doing a lot over there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a good guy, too. So anyway, cities have retirement plans, or should I say future plans, financial plans, it'd be the word, just like individuals. So we're going to talk about that when we get David in here, about what is his plan if he were to become the mayor of Montgomery, Alabama. Because there's a future for Montgomery. And the whoever is elected is going to be director of that future for the next, 4 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of that, to make it fair, if Mr. Reed is listening,
right,
and or anybody involved with that campaign, and Mr. Reed would like to come on, there will be an opportunity Thursday night and Monday night,
right,
if Mr. Reed would like to come. We just want to throw it out there. So
absolutely. We're equal time.
We'll be just as glad to come and hear what he's got to say.
Absolutely. So what we're talking about here is new beginnings. We've got a new beginning for us. We're trying to get situated to 6 o'clock, and this is a great drive time. That's one of the reasons why we really want to do it. We want to more people to be able to hear us during their drive home or wherever they're going, and we're lucky to be able to catch the last of the drive time with this radio show.
Because we think there are at least two or three folks left. Greg wears them out, so they probably, when Greg gets done, people go, whew, and they probably have to rest a little bit. So,
well, yeah.
But maybe they'll feel like, hey, we need to see what they got to say.
Yeah, yeah. But my intent is to bring on a lot of information about things. Now, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this lady called Elizabeth Warren right there.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of something that I don't want to think about. But, you know, our future is what I'm thinking about.
Uh-huh.
Things that could go wrong with stuff that to take care of us, like our medical insurance,
mm-hmm.
Our taxes, and things like that. If you're in the middle, you're going to get caught.
Oh, yeah.
In this middle, if we don't have the right kind of leadership in this country, we're going to get some middle folks are going to get squeezed out. The rich people are always going to be okay. And the poor folks, we're always going to have to take care of them. I mean, everybody wants to come here. Everybody wants to jump over walls or whatever they're going to do to get here because we're a great nation and we're going to take care of people.
Mm-hmm.
But the people in the middle, the people who worked hard for their money and they saved it and they want to draw their Social Security and they want to draw their retirement and then they get taxed to death or the stock market drops because of right before they were going to retire and something goes wrong or they put it in the wrong thing and something goes wrong. Or they didn't plan for something to happen, like long-term care, and something goes wrong, or something that they didn't even anticipate happens to them, and they get squeezed out in the middle. The middle class is becoming more and more squeezed, and they need a new beginning. We need a new beginning with our middle class, and Montgomery, Alabama could be a good place to start this with, especially with people's retirement plans.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want your retirement plans to go away. We don't want to put money in things that can go away. And that's the reason why I am an asset preservationist. I believe in using the market when you're younger and building it up. But when you get older, I think you need to save what you've got and use the market in safe mode way so that you won't lose your money someday.
And, you know, a lot of folks might not understand this or might not have heard this. There's somebody that might not have heard this show before. One guy over in Slap Out.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when you call David at 279-7431, that's the number you call David when he's not on the radio. But you can call there and leave a message. He'll call you back. But when you call David and you say, here, I've got this money. I've got X amount of dollars. I want to give you. And you take care of it for me, and you put it in these programs you're talking about, that amount of money will never go down.
That's correct.
If you go into these programs, that amount of money will never, ever go down. You'll earn there. But if you go in that stock market, there's a chance, you know, the bottom could fall out of it, and you'd lose everything.
Well, look at what's going on. Look at all this upheaval that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't shoot me. I'm just a messenger, okay?
Right.
Essentially, I'm an asset preservationist, and it's sort of like the preacher on the side of the, you know, the curb trying to preach about, you know, get ready.
The end is near.
But the end of the stock market cycle could be near, okay? And if it is, it's going to recycle. And what happens when it recycles? It goes down, it dips, right?
Exactly.
Now, if you built up your retirement, you're 55, 60 years or older, and you're on that upward cycle, and you're feeling real good, and, you know, oh, I'm going up, and all of a sudden you start feeling like you're falling, and all of a sudden you cut in half maybe, what's happened? You know, recoveries take a long time sometimes. Sometimes they don't. But when you go up as much as we've gone up since that 2008-2009 problem.
Mm-hmm.
P.E. ratio's out of whack right now, just completely out of whack. And when I pick up and look at Google or a news article or something like that, they're saying, hey, beware, be ready. Something bad might happen. And then you got Bernie Sanders trying to sell us on more tax on the wealth, which he's really hiding that. In my opinion, he's trying to sell it on the middle class and disguising it as, listen, if all the money in the world was taken away from the wealthy, we still wouldn't straighten out this mess we're in. It's going to take the middle class to straighten it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if they start doing that, the stock market is potentially going to tank.
Well, we've got Fox News on right now, and there's a a thing up there with Bernie on one side and Elizabeth Warren on the other, and it says the war on wealth. You know, Bernie wants to tax the rich folks.
Right.
He wants to take, basically just come take all their money.
Right.
Now, I want to ask everybody out there, when was the last time a poor fella give you a job? That's what I'm saying. These rich folks, they're at a point where they know what to do. They will pull their money back out of everything.
Absolutely.
And they'll go to another country.
Right.
They'll go over to some place over there where the sandy beaches and the clear blue water, and they'll stay over there.
That's
they ain't
got
to stay over here.
No.
And when you start pulling wealth out of something, when you start pulling the wealth out, you get people coming out, and you pretty much you take away your building blocks there, and you got no industry, you got no jobs, you got no free enterprise, and what am I thinking? They're just gonna print money? Because Canada, what was the
that
guy
causes that, inflation?
Yeah, what was the guy the other day was gonna give everybody $1,000 a month?
Yeah, that's
a great idea. I love that, but who's gonna pay for it?
Well, they just print it.
I guess so.
It causes inflation.
So what's wrong with my money? It ain't dry. Oh, okay.
Well, the thing is, you know, you're sold this story. You're mm-hmm. sold this financial package, we'll say. And when we sell a financial package, especially with the programs we got, there's these underlying guarantees that they can't break through. In other words, you can't lose any money you've already made. And if the market goes up, you'll get a certain percentage of that, and then that can never go away. But the government keeps changing their financial package with us. They keep saying, well, we're going to take more. And one of the things that upsets me the most is when we have to report our IRAs and our 401ks to the government every year. Even if we're 20 years old, I don't care. It doesn't matter how old you are. Now, I've asked this question over and over. What difference does it make if a 20 or a 40 or 60-year-old has a few a few hundred thousand dollars in an IRA? Why the heck do they have to tell the IRS every year what the balance is? I mean, are we that big of a slave to our government that they need to know where our money is so they can take it away from us?
I guess so. And that's what it looks like. That's what you think of. They want my money, and they want to know where it is. And, you know, that's why people, I don't remember, but the banks failed in 1929.
Right.
And there were people around when I was younger that were around when that happened. My grandfather passed away. And I went over to my grandmother's one morning. She asked me to come over there and take her to town.
Yeah.
Well, I loaded her up. We went to town. I think she went and got her hair, did all that kind of stuff. And then she wanted to go to the bank.
Yeah.
So she's getting stuff out of her purse, and she hands me my grandfather's wallet.
Hmm.
Now, if you remember about the older folks and the wore them bib overalls, I think we talked about
that.
Oh, yeah. They got that billfold up in that bib
up
pocket
in the,
up there.
In that top pocket.
She pulls this thing out here. It looks almost as thick as a family Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his billfold.
Yep.
Well, I opened this thing up. There's like $900.
My grandpappy was the same way.
And I said, what is all this? She said, well, he remembered when them banks folded up back in 1929.
Yeah.
And he liked to keep his money with him.
They I'm don't like, trust the government,
exactly.
man.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm really right. It says Warren and Sanders pitched tax plans that could reshape the U.S. economy. That's scary. I mean, we've been given all these promises down through time.
Mm-hmm.
We've been told that if we would save money, you know, we could get some of it back.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about trying to take a bunch of it away because we put it away for our rainy day. That's the reason why I keep telling people over and over and over and over and over, let's put your money in a retirement plan that won't show up on their radar. It's legal. And they won't try to reshape your economy with their plan
mm-hmm.
someday. We need to get into defense mode, my friend. We need to start doing our own defense. You know, we got this American defense where we got all these missiles and stuff all lined up to defend us against the Soviet Union and
uh-huh.
the Korea and all, right? What I'm telling you right now is we need to have our own defense to defend ourselves against our own government, because we've got a bunch of people in government that's trying to reshape the U.S. economy. And if they get it done, it wouldn't matter what you've saved.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't matter what you've done. They're going to get their cut out of it and redistribute that wealth to whoever they want to.
And it doesn't matter if you've got 10,000 or if you got 10 million, you need to concern yourself with what's that going to do for me when I get to retirement.
That's right.
And you need to concern yourself with how am I going to get it to do something like that. And that's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. He's on the World Wide Web at www.retirewithearnest.com. Health and Wealth with David Earnest is the Facebook page, and there is a link on the Facebook page that takes you to our YouTube channel with a bunch of TV shows and radio programs and just funny bits and stuff. And all of that is absolutely free right there. Or you can even call us right now here on the radio. excuse me. 272-9228. And we'll be more than glad to talk to you if I can get the phone to work. That was operator error a while ago.
It's not flashing now.
Right now, I guess.
The only thing flashing right now is a danger light saying, beware, the stock market is high. It's flashing right now. I see it flashing right now.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's it flashing up there. That right up there is saying is the P.E. ratios are too high.
I thought that was somebody with an Aldous lamp or something out there. Sending us some code. You know?
No, seriously, you need to be prepared for bad things, just like you want to have opportunity for good things.
Well, now, this is a question just kind of popped in my head. You might have heard it pop in there.
Yeah.
I've been seeing these commercials lately, and, you know, you want to know about your credit score.
Because,
you know, your credit score is very important when you go to borrow money. And just about anything you do, that depends on your credit score.
Correct.
Well, what about these commercials where they tell you you can go on there and punch a few buttons and change your credit score for the better? Now, how does that work? Do you know what that does?
I've got a brother who is in repairing credit.
You mentioned that a while ago.
And, you know, he's going to be working with me some. But so, you know, helping folks repair their credit will be something that we'll probably be looking at to help revitalize certain people's situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can listen to people like Dave Ramsey all day long. And
that's one of your favorite people, isn't it?
No.
Don't you just love
really.
Dave Ramsey?
No. He hands out a lot of bad advice. He really does. He's not a financial guy. He don't have any license of any kind, no experience, never sat down with somebody and done a financial plan. He writes books about it. You know where he started? He was on a radio show for about 10 years with a guy like me in Nashville. And he listened to that guy talk. And it rubbed off on him. And so he's just learned from listening about how the business is. It's sort of like, you know, what we call it, a transference of knowledge.
Osmosis.
But essentially, he's never done it himself.
Huh.
He don't know how. Okay, and this thing about getting out of debt. Look, you should get out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt in my mind that debt's a bad thing. But not all debt is a bad thing. Bad debt is a bad thing. Good debt is a good thing. And that's the definition that is not being described and explained by Dave Ramsey. I've talked about this before. If you strain your guts out to pay off your mortgage and you didn't put your money into your retirement plan that could have built up two or three times as big as your mortgage, that's bad advice. You see where I'm coming from? In other words, if you strain your guts out to get out of debt and it prevented you from saving more money that could make more money than paying off the mortgage. I mean, the mortgage might be 3%. In these days, 3.5 maybe. But if you can make 4, 5, 6% or more somewhere else, does it make sense to put that money, shift that money more? Because the bottom line is really what matters. And so, in other words, we call that net asset value. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, the net effect if you subtract away your debt. But now, controlling debt is a good thing. In other words, you don't want it to get out of control because if it gets out of control, you can have a train wreck, right?
Yeah.
So these are the things that are not talked about. And people take it wrong. They think that any debt is bad debt, but that's not true. You should pay your house off, but maybe over time. You see what I'm saying? Because why? Because you could possibly make more money off that money than what you're saving by paying it off. Credit cards are a different story altogether. Most of the time, those things are so high, you need to get rid of that debt, if at all possible.
Right.
So these are the kind of things that Dave Ramsey does not talk about in the right kind of way. and he writes all these books about getting out of debt, but he don't get into good debt versus bad debt and all those things. I've never seen any or heard of that. And I just think that's wrong. Well, it bothers me.
I could tell.
Because it hurts people.
Hanging on your neck.
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, you don't want to see somebody get bad advice.
No. I want people to be able to save as much money and keep as much money and it be protected. If your money is protected, like, for example, pension plans,
mm-hmm.
That money is protected by law from every entity except for two, and that is your spouse and the IRS. Guess what? The IRS can get anything. They can go to another country and take your money. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. If they can find it, they can get it. But judgments and bad things that happen to people cannot be taken away from you if it's in a pension, IRA, Roth IRA, whatever. And I'm going to congratulate our governor for signing a law a few months ago, or maybe it's a year ago now, that would protect Roth IRAs, because lawyers were trying to, you know, people moving money out of Roth IRAs, they were trying to grab it in judgments. Now they can't do it, not in the state of Alabama. You know, there's good, bad, and ugly with our state. There's good, bad, and ugly of all states. Each state has different kind of rules, you see, and taxes and all kinds of different things. I mean, there's so many things that people need to know that are not even talked about on these financial shows. They don't talk about them. They don't get into the nuts and bolts of what really needs to be talked about. And that's what I want you and I to get into over this next year, get into some really depth, some deep things, and let people call in mm-hmm. and ask questions as long as I can answer them.
Right.
And if I can't, then we can get with them. But essentially, you know, get that knowledge out there where people can start building their future and not have to worry about it being taken away.
And we're going to have guests, and we're going to have all sorts of other things, anything we can cram into an hour. And we're going to be doing that each weeknight here. Now, like we said, there will be some times when we won't be. You got a dress-up thing Friday night, don't you?
Dress-up
yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to the white coat ceremony for AUM. I sponsor, the science people, the medical technologists, clinical lab scientists, the nurses, and all those people. I donate money to them for them to have a what they call a white coat ceremony. They give them a white coat. It's a wonderful thing. And for you guys, congratulations out there if you're listening to it, or if any of your family members are listening, congratulations to all your nurses. Congratulations to all you laboratory people and the audiologist people. It's a wonderful thing that you guys are being honored this coming Friday at the AUM Auditorium. I don't know what that auditorium is called, but I think at 5:30 p.m., they're going to honor these folks. And we need, Alabama, Montgomery, needs this kind of talent. We need people who can take care of our health, and that is so important. And I really, really am a promoter of people who want to go into the health field and be a servant to us and help us live our longer life expectancies that we're looking forward to being able to live in the future. That's why they need me too, so the money will last.
So you're not going to be wearing a white coat.
No.
See, I thought you were going to show up in a white coat, you know, like them dinner clothes.
Oh,
you know,
white. Get you. Sport coat.
Yeah, get you.
And a pink carnation?
Maybe so.
Maybe I'll ride that.
Maybe get you a martini, shaken, not stirred, and go over to the Baccarat table and hang out.
Hey, that, you know, that give me an idea. Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Just show up like that.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I've been to one or two fancy things where you had to dress up like that.
Yeah.
Never one with a white coat and everything, you know.
Yeah.
But
I did wear a white coat one time and dressed up on one of the most important things in my life.
Yeah?
That's when I got married.
You know, I wore a white suit when I got married.
Yeah.
I looked like the man from Glad. I'm going to tell you what. I should have been on, my picture ought to have been on some money.
Man, I tell you what, it was interesting.
Yeah, we just had, we just celebrated our 36th anniversary.
Well, we just celebrated our 40th, so you and I are right in there together.
Right there.
We was right in there in the same era.
Yeah, but now my hair used to be all the way black. And it's kind of, you get ahead of me on the gray hair, but it looks good on you.
Well, mine's white now.
Yeah, mine is just.
It'll go with the coat.
What was it? What was it the guy said? Mine, it ain't turned gray has turned loose. So, yeah. We got a couple of minutes left before we go. Something else I wanted to mention. We've not talked to them, but we want to try to do some good for our friends over at the Salvation Army.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to get in touch with them, and we're going to have somebody from the Salvation Army once in a while call us and or maybe come in being studio guest.
Yes.
And we just want to kind of try to help to promote the work they do.
Absolutely.
And be good citizens and good stewards and those kinds of things.
That's one of the organizations I think a lot of organizations are good, but that's one of the better ones. That's mm-hmm. one of the ones that really, really try to reach out to the down and out and try to keep them stabilized so they can get their feet back on the ground.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And we want to reach out to you as well. Remember, we're going to be here starting next Monday. It's going to be 5 nights a week.
That's right.
This week's kind of spotty because we did start on the 1st.
That's right.
And then, like we said, Friday you're going to be over.
And we'll learn how to run the board a little bit.
Yes, I'll try to get in here a little bit earlier and get my stuff set up. And we'll do a little bit
better. Well, I think we did okay for a new beginning.
Yes. And I looked up Fob James.
Oh, yeah?
Fob is still with us. He's over there in Valley, I think, or is it Lynette? Lynette. Mm-hmm. And he is 85 years old.
He's hanging in there.
He was a two-time governor or a three-time governor?
I don't know.
Because I know he was governor twice, and then he left, and then he came back one time. I think that's the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I met him a time or two. He was a real nice fellow.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think what we're going to do is we're just going to back on out of here now. And let's see, what have I got? I got something over here that's kind of special. Let's see, what do we got here? Oh, yeah. There you go. We're going to go out with a little bit of Elvis. Now, remember, you got Greg Budell in the morning at 6. Greg, Three Men and a Lady. And then you got Joey Clark and Jack at 9 till noon. And then from noon until 3, it's Dan Morris. And then, of course, Greg Budell again at 3 tomorrow afternoon. And then doggone those two other fellas. Oh, we'll be back in at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. So, until then, we'll see you next time on David Ernest's, that's hard to say. I should have said it different.
You can learn.
On Health and Wealth with David Ernest.
Hey, you got it.
Have
you
a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
People there who care a little about me, and I won't let the poor boy down. Hey. Sure as you were born, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Working on a T-bone steak, all the cardi flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Sweet little chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone.